Wow, okay. So it worked. We fooled you guys. This is everyone that didn't get tickets to Lizzo. Great. Yeah. Cool. No, some of you guys know me, and I'm so happy that you're here. And some of you guys don't know me, and I'm even more excited that you're here. But do me a favor. The people that know me, be quiet, because I'm about to tell the people that don't know me some pretty personal information. I'll address the elephant in the room up front. You could tell from the tight pants, the tank top, and the very flamboyant hand gestures that, yes, I am, in fact, black. Now... I noticed some of you might have gone through a black phase in college. Ma'am, I know that some of you might have a friend you secretly suspect is black, but their boss doesn't know. And I'm pretty sure some people out here have accidentally listened to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember? This is the best month to tell that joke. I also suffer from a pretty rare but treatable skin condition. I have what's known as black best friend face. You see it? I just look like every black best friend in TV shows, movies, college campus brochures. That's me just happy and nappy next to a science building. Doing my best to learn about these electrons. You can laugh. We need more black people in STEM. With this face and with this personality, I'm also an actor. And as an actor, my job is very easy because whenever I audition, my lines are just variations of, man, that's crazy. Yo, my mama would never let me do this, but you need to get out there and dance. Excuse me, but what the hell is a scone? And for the record, I know what a scone is. I love scones. People say, Jay, you want to become a famous actor, move out to Los Angeles, start dating white women. And to those people, I say, women, whoo, you must think I'm a really good actor. Some of you got it. Okay. I'll say it a bit more plainly for other people. Yes, I am a feminist. That's right. Thank you. I'm really doing the bare minimum by saying it on stage with a microphone as a man, but yes. Probably the biggest feminist here. Sorry, ladies, you had your shot. I'm the biggest feminist here because I'm so much of a feminist that I decided to stop sleeping with women. Y'all been through enough. And I decided to start dating men just to give them a taste of their own medicine.